Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 3-0 victory over Hearts today in the League Cup semi-final. Brilliant result, brilliant performance, really can't ask for much more than that. We were the only team in it today from minute one. Hearts really, they started off the game as if they were wanting the game straight to go to penalties. They weren't good at all today. That doesn't take away anything from our performance because we dominated and we largely put Hearts in their place again today, and you know, it's something that we should have done a couple of games ago. But fortunately, when the chips were down and we had to win at the end of the day, it was a semi-final, we done so and we done it emphatically, I felt. The first half was really dominant. We were fully in control of the match. I think Hearts broke forward a couple of times, but really McGregor had nothing to do all game, if my memory serves me right. Hearts really just played quite defensively, played with most of the time 10, if not 11 men behind the ball. They were quite happy for us to have possession. Possession we had certainly a bucket load of. We were knocking the ball about quite well. A lot of people in the first half a bit disappointed, but I was fairly content because it was a wee bit different from the norm when our team sat back and allowed us to play. We couldn't unlock that defence, and certainly there was a good few occasions when we were probing, we got the ball through to the keeper, made the keeper pull off a few good saves, so it was good to see. And I wasn't overly disappointed because, as I said, Hearts didn't offer anything. They were a shadow of the team that played us a few games ago. But again, I think that's largely down to us. We did, though, get a goal right at the death of half-time, though, with Hellander scoring. There's a corner that came in. It was headed outside box by one of their defenders. Kent picked the ball up and passed to Morelos on the right-hand side of the box, who crossed in. Hearts tried to play the offside trap, but Hellander was well aware of this, stepped forward right at the right time, gets the ball in space and in the box and puts the ball into the back of net. Great goal. Hearts, I think it was maybe last season, they got completely undone with playing the offside trap and all the players just stopping at the wrong moment. You play to the whistle, that's the name of the game, and they clearly never done it. They thought they knew better, and Hellander completely switched on. It was brilliant to see. So fairly content with that. As I said, I was fairly happy before the goal went in, but obviously delighted when the goal did go in. And from there, it was just really one-way traffic right from the minute one of the second half, because on the 46th minute, we got our second goal with Morelos scoring. Kent was on the edge of the box on the left, feeds it to the on-running Barisic, who plays a great cross in. Ojo gets a head flick on, which puts it on the Tavernier on the right, who crosses it in. And Morelos with a lovely, it was kind of like a back heel flick into the back of the net. Outstanding goal. Great vision all round, and really can't ask for much more. So really, that was pretty much the game done and dusted from that moment on. Hearts, certainly in the first half, they had to use a substitute because of injury. They had to sub another player in the first half as well. I think it was McLean up front for them, who had already been in the yellow. He was warned one more challenge, and that was basically him. So that was tactical there. Early on in the second half, I think they had to use a third sub because of injury as well. So they weren't having a good time. But, you know, that's no reflection of the way we played, because we were the only team in it today again. And we really kept on playing. We had a few chances. Keeper made a few good saves. Morelos had a great chance again. There was a rifling shot from Morelos in the 58th minute that hit the side netting. And then he got his second goal on the 62nd minute. It was a throw-in on the left. Morelos heads it to Kent near the touchline. Morelos runs towards the box. Kent takes the ball forward, gets into the box, cuts the ball back to Morelos, who controls it with his first touch, and an absolute blast into the back of the net with his second touch. Outstanding goal. All started from Morelos in the first place with that header back at the throw-in. He was on fire today and he stayed on the pitch. Defoe came on later on. We saved a few players as well. Kent came off with a great game. Aribo came on. Jack came off. Arfield came on. Ojo came off. And Defoe came on, as I said. You know, not a duff player on the field today. Every player played their part. Certainly Ojo, last couple of games, been brilliant. Really can't fault him at all. So hopefully that's maybe him turning a corner now. So that sets it up for the final on the 8th of December at Hampden against Celtic. I don't think anybody needs to explain how important this game is. It's you know, first chance of proper silverware since Gerrard came in. First real chance, I would have said, of silverware since coming back to the Premiership. We got past that hoodoo now of getting put out of the semi-final. We've proven now that we've got what it takes to, when the chips are down, to get the result. Obviously, it's not going to be great if we do end up losing the final to Celtic, but I think it's more of a psychological boost for us to win it than it is for Celtic, because ultimately Celtic have been the dominant team for the past 8 years. this is a chance now to finally put an end to that. They've won 9 trophies out of 9 in the last 3 years. We've got a chance to finally right a few wrongs there, and you know, it'll be a massive, massive psychological boost if we can then do that. Us, the now, is a different team from last year, where our heads would go down if we had a bad result, and we seem to be taking heed from that, and we seem to be bouncing back, and certainly I see us bouncing back a lot quicker and a lot more if we lost the game than I do if Celtic's heads will surely go down if we manage to take the silverware off them. It'll be a massive boost to us, obviously getting the silverware, that's a vital thing, but the psychological boost for the rest of the season, that'll be priceless ultimately. So we'll just need to wait and see. Hopefully, although there's no any injuries up until then, we play at our best. I am pretty certain we can right a few wrongs. And as I've said before, I don't think Celtic are a great team. They've probably improved, you know, they're maybe better than we've given them a wee bit of credit for, but certainly when their heads go down, they go down massively, and we can get a massive, massive boost from that. So Dave and I won't be back this week, I don't think. But I'll be back with a post-match after the Porto game, which is on Thursday, so it's another vital game coming up, you know, a massive chance. Certainly, if we play anywhere near where we played against them in the last game a couple of weeks ago, then we've got every chance of getting the result and the 3 points. So, as ever, if you want to check out our stuff, you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all the links to the social media sites and all our podcasts that we've done so far. So, thanks for listening. Have a good Sunday night and goodbye.